was going to really fuck you up because there's a long ass sink on the last one there.
Welcome back to another episode of Kiorvis. No jokes this time. We're a one-take Jake, and we're here to give you guys some funnies. So on today's episode of Friends, we're going to be talking about Joey and Chandler's relationship in season 3. I really think it did blossom when in that bathroom scene. But you can really tell that Chandler's starting his vibe for Monica. And it's very interesting here to see their dynamic. I really expected you guys to interrupt me at any point.
Wait a minute. Is that the family?
No, you got this. I think...
Am I watching the wrong film?
Sorry, what?
You're on the wrong show.
You might be watching the porn parody.
Yeah, Friends. Friend holes.
What is Friends?
Oh, that just made me sad.
Yeah.
Nobody told me all it was gonna be this way.
Wait, oh, clap sound on the soundboard.
Wait, I know that actually from the clap thing.
Oh, jeez.
That's not the clap. Hey.
I mean, depends on your perspective.
Oh, this is just... Oh.
I have had the clap.
There it is.
There it is. Pleasant. Enjoyable, honestly. Yeah.
No, it's not.
For some of us, it is.
What, the clap?
Yes.
We love it.
So, last time I hit you guys with a riddle, you guys did not enjoy.
Yeah.
And
what?
What are you talking about really? With our elemental fight? We love that.
Yeah.
Riddle me this, Batman.
You know what I keep forgetting to put riddles against you guys, because I clearly shouldn't.
Wait, give me another one. I'll get it this time, I promise.
Hey, look. Rodar figured it out very early on in the thing. It's just art. It's just
your inability to look in the chest you opened up. Alright. So yeah, the dwarf said, you guys need to go to Shadowfell to rescue Olive. Well, or to really...
Who?
We're saving Olive.
Yeah, Olive, we're coming to get you.
Olive, you're in hell.
No, it's
not
Texas.
Again. Yeah.
It's hot as hell down here. Yeah. So you guys are heading to Shadowfell for the next step of your journey, and you happen to pounce yourselves into the easiest way to get there is through the Dwarven Underground.
Yeah.
Now, as you guys headed down through the sewers, you eventually found the diagram the king gave you. Which was this portcullis entrance with a chest and a candle above it. You eventually solve the riddle, and the portcullis is opened, and you guys are starting your descent deep, deep into the Dwarven Underground. Now, I will mention this for all those who kind of forget that this country was brand new and populated. This is like the underground's only 140 years old. For it to be slightly abandoned is very funny. And for you to imagine this ancient dwarf architecture, not so. These guys are still working, and they're just doing their best here. But it is vast, and it is small. So...
like small as in narrow, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Made for dwarves. This wasn't like, oh, eventually we're gonna have humans and other adventurers explore this one day. Not so.
Did not happen.
Got it. I am crouching.
Oh fuck! Am I on my hands and knees?
How tall are you?
I mean, like the ceilings are about 4.5 to 5 feet tall here. So
yeah, I reckon
you could probably just bend over half.
Oh. Okay, who's Hoff?
I am Tom Hoff. How do you do?
I've been told I've got to bend over you, so
I always wanted to play a halfling, an Asian halfling named Halfling.
can
Can he say that?
Probably can't. You know what?
Slate that.
Take two. I always wanted to play.
No, that's fine. That's
fine.
It's like making those jokes like something wrong.
Yeah. Whoa. Crazy that you just said that. Slate number three, take three.
All right.
It just says a slur. Fuck.
Oh. You ever have a chink in your armor? Anyway.
Oh, God. Oh wait, armor. He said armor. It's fine.
Yeah. I haven't seen you in a Coon's age.
God damn, I ate so many crackers.
Yeah. My favorite band is N-Words in Paris.
Okay. So, we're going down this tunnel because we're trying to get to the...
We're trying to get away from this, yes.
Can you guys see Chowder's thing or just Olive?
I can't see fuck all. We haven't gone anywhere, but the space between...
Why the fuck we moving so fast?
All right.
The space between.
So, Jesus. Now we're back. We have done 2 minutes of gameplay in 15.
Of technical difficulties.
Do you guys
yes.
prep anything as you head for a couple hours through this tunnel?
I prep three spells at level 5.
You fucking what?
When did you get those tattoos?
Sorcerer barbarian.
Hey, that's what spell rot tattoos are for. Oh yeah, I'm still. What the hell? I got beat up. What happened there?
The elementals.
You guys fought the elemental.
Fuck. Yeah. That's why I was down on rage. I was like, I don't remember a fight.
Artemis looks beat up and he's like,
yeah, you guys still haven't rested.
Who kicked my ass?
Just looks around. Oh yeah, the elemental.
I just. Log in through the week and I adjust your character sheets to mess with you. Less spell slots.
My face. Let's see. We're looking like we're about to walk through some dangerous shit.
I'm in danger.
How is everybody looking, by the way? Everybody looking good? Don't need to... Anything short race?
Short race to the end of the end of the bridge.
Hey, I'm short. Kiss me. anybody need something for short rest purposes, or are we good to just basically kick some ass?
I think I'm okay overall. I'm relatively max health.
Okay. I'm fine.
Looks like I'm good.
I'm gonna go ahead and give aid to Artemis, Rodar, and Quill. So, what this does is your max HP goes up by 5. I'd put a little side note, your new max HP, you know. Hmm. You also heal by 5.
Okay.
Mac.
And then Artemis is going to touch himself.
What's new?
You just hear a little hee.
I did not want to hear hee.
As he casts a cure, a first level cure wounds on himself, just to feel a little bit better.
Oh, it's only 53. That's a short bridge.
6 HP back. That's good. All right, I'm looking ready to kick some butt. Oh, actually, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna cast some good berries
again. I've already got 2 from a jar before.
Oh, yeah, I guess it hasn't been 24 hours since the last time.
I told you it was Onyx. I was casting good berries.
I have 1, but I have no idea from when it was. So it could be old, it could be new.
Sky.
Yeah.
Does water walk work on lava?
It does not.
I like the thought process, but new.
Sky.
I can't believe this. I'm being targeted.
Does swim speed work on lava?
Actually, hold on. I just searched it up just in case. Any liquid surface, such as water, acid, mud, snow, quicksand, or lava, as if it was harmless solid ground.
Fuck off. It's got a heat. You just have to be close to it and start dying.
No!
Yeah. It has it in the spell description itself. Yeah, the spell grants the ability to move across any liquid surface, all of the five I mentioned, as if it were harmless solid ground. Creatures crossing molten lava can still take damage from the heat.
Oh, okay, cool.
Up to 10 willing creatures you can see within range getting this. So you're still taking, like, what is it, 20d8 lava damage?
Oh. But we can do it.
60-10 fire damage
just
per turn.
Just saying there's a chance.
I think there is, like, definitely still damage associated, but I don't think it's the full lava damage. I'm not in the lava.
You don't think being close to the sun would deal just around the same damage?
No, if you're, like, inside of the sun, it would definitely be hotter.
That's my dream, is to fuck the sun and be inside the sun.
I mean, after the waifu-ing of random objects a while back.
That was a laugh. Did I tell you guys my new goal in life?
What's that?
So I actually do want to get into heaven because I'm gonna fuck God.
Hot. Okay, so we can continue now.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I want to bend God over backwards and have my way with him. You know how it is.
And personal goals, I guess, Kratos.
I'm just not here for heresy.
You shut up. You're drinking from a blowhole.
As God intended.
Oh, fair enough. My apologies. All right, let's get the end slate. So you guys cast Aid. Is there anything you wanted to cast? A Flood, are you good?
Good.
I might cast Protection from Good and Evil on Rodar.
How long does that last?
10 minutes. But I'm just like, if we literally have just like come out to the like this area, and I'm just like, oh yeah, shit's probably going down.
So I got all these weird people touching me all over, and I'm glowing slightly. Awesome.
Yep. What's new?
It's my dream birthday.
Oh.
Alright. So you guys exit the mine finally. You can see that it's a huge cavern here that has been erected. In front of you, about 45, 50 feet of molten lava, there is a ramp up to a large bridge that seems to continue spanning off into the distance. Definitely a bit of kilometers away. The sides of the cavern here have like some mining carts and stuff that seem to be built, and like a bunch of miners' tools, as well as a small copse of tents. I don't know if that's right. Might be just a group of tents. Copse is trees. You could definitely see that these have been abandoned slightly. Looks like they either moved further in, or this was just a midway spot for people adventuring into the ground.
Sky recap.
So there's nobody down here. You have to find a portal.
To the Shadowfell.
To the Shadowfell.
Yeah, I didn't think there was a person.
Oh, that'd be why there's
for
nobody
some reason
down.
I thought we were supposed to find someone to help us navigate.
Is that in the Shadowfell itself?
I think so.
There is possibly somebody waiting for you in the Shadowfell itself. Yeah.
Okay. We cracked it, boys. Right. I guess
I'll Rodar starts doing impressions. He's so delirious and it's so hot here. He's like, we cracked it.
Keel's over.
I suppose we pick a direction and go.
A bridge direction? I think there's one.
I turn around, and then I turn back around. I think this way, because we came from that way, so I think this way is the best way to go.
Yeah, not a bad logic.
Well, at this point, y'all are going to have to wake me up. The heat has made me go to sleep.
Wow, that was fast.
I think this is just a natural state for you, isn't it?
Yeah. We'll pick up a flood and like sling them over his shoulder.
I was about to do the same thing, but I was going to ask permission first.
No, she's not.
I don't know.
I slap her ass. I'm just kidding. Jesus.
This guy.
Went from damsel into distress to slapping booty. What are we doing?
All right, we're so walking. You start traveling the bridge.
Yeah, that's...
So, I'm not going to say that the water walk is a bad idea for certain things, but maybe in case we accidentally fall in.
So this bridge is kind of built out of, like, this... it seems sandstone, so you, like, to maintain itself against the heat. They definitely have shipped in a lot of sand from... oh, boy, do I know my own world? Chostan.
Banzibar.
There we go. Yep, whatever you use, Onyx. in a combination with the rock and stuff around here. The rock seems like this granite... compressed granite combined with adenite, and it pretty cool. And then they've done like this base layer of like rebar or iron that runs through the middle and the sides of it. There's next to no railing, so every once in a while you do see this lava kind of swirl up and splash over the side. After about 20 minutes, I'll say, of kind of traversing this bridge here, you. Will need to make a constitution check here against the heat.
Mm. Boo.
Okay.
Check or save.
You're only 10 feet above the lava.
So,
A check or a save?
A save, sorry.
All right.
How much of a negative do I take to this for being asleep?
It's just your body.
Disadvantage, I suppose.
But wouldn't it just be natural resistance? So there would be the body finance? So sleep or not? No.
This is a water elemental in a...
Ah, wow, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what we get, boys.
Also, okay. Rodar is no longer protected as the spell actually cancels that after 10.
Yep.
Bit of a waste. Oh, well.
That's right.
He was really shiny for about 10 minutes there. It was real good.
What's your charisma save bonus... to people, Quill?
Well, it was two, I think.
Right, yes. Is this a thing? Yeah. We get that on everything?
Protection. It
yeah, if you're within 10
yeah.
feet
oh,
of a paladin after level 6, they give a plus 2.
It's a great boost.
Yeah.
So I got a 15.
Hot. At 22. It's a
bit steamy.
The Oath of Watchers paladin gives you a bonus to the dexterity for your initiative rolls. Really cool.
But that's at like level 7, right?
Yeah. So DC is 12 here.
Oh.
I got 11. Okay. Damn it.
I
got
even...
a steaming elemental on me.
And you're covered in armor.
Yeah, so you take, if you fail, you take 2 fire damage here. One level of exhaustion.
Holy shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is bad. You look a little bit tired. Do you want me to carry the flood?
Yeah.
Noah?
Yeah, please.
Oh, do I know her name?
Do you know her name?
No. Like,
yeah, good Lord.
Yeah, no, do I know her? This is genuine. Do I actually know a name? Did I care enough?
I feel like you have, because we've been traveling together for...
I think we did, but on the train, I'm pretty sure we had a conversation about why you're called the Flood. And you're like, a Flood, and I'm like, the Flood. Pretty sure that's the whole thing.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
You want me? I will, I'll carry the, Flood. You should take some of your armor off.
No, just can't leave myself unprotected, man. Oh, it's hot here.
Looks down at my naked body. Okay. Carry on.
Here's
the best tan he's ever had.
I'm crispy.
The worst tan he's ever had. Looking like the new KFC spicy chicken nuggets.
With added bread. Alright, let's go. I continue walking.
Well, that's the double down, which has no bread, but is breaded.
I can't believe, like, a ban in Canada for it being unhealthy. That's such bullshit.
Dude, it's awful.
What got banned?
The double
down. The double down.
That was where it had two chicken breasts instead is the bun.
Oh, and the chicken awesome. In the middle.
I wanted to die eating that thing.
I wanted to try it, and then the Canada board was like, yeah, we didn't allow this into the country, and everyone was like, that's fair.
Yeah. Reasonable.
And then the Americans were like, wow, this is awful, and I'm like, oh, man. That's exactly what I wanted it to be good.
It has the Colonel's special sauce.
Nice.
I don't know. I've played his daddy dating simulator, so.
Oh, no. Yeah, I don't.
All right.
I wanted his console with the chicken cooker underneath it.
Oh. Did we make it across the bridge yet?
No.
So after about 10 more minutes, you encounter yourself into a special roll. I need somebody to roll me a d20.
Can I ask you a question?
No. Hate us.
Okay, never mind. Go ahead. I was going to do create food and water and just create 45 pounds of... 30 gallons of water.
You absolutely can.
Would that help us in our crossing of this bridge?
You know what? I will give you guys advantage on your next con check. How's that sound?
Worth it.
Okay. This is a luck check. Artist. This is not a con save. Somebody can roll me a d20.
Like burning up, and it's like, okay, we're too hot. Water. I'll roll the d20.
Sure.
I think. Wonder how this is gonna go.
Because your con save was so good.
Yes. D20, luck check.
This fucking guy.
Right?
There's a few questions that need to be had.
Does my halfling look
so rock? This is a check.
Does it get my.
And I rolled a 1, right? Does it get lucky?
Sure doesn't.
Okay.
As you guys are walking, Onyx is starting to hand out water skins. This giant flame wraith screams out onto the bridge, and I'm immediately going to get you guys to roll initiative here.
No, my water!
I think there's somebody screaming over there.
What kind of disadvantage do I get on initiative if I'm asleep?
Disadvantage?
You're last. Oh.
Unfortunate.
Which is really funny to be asleep and still roll like 2 net 20s.
I mean, like, if.
As long as it's not a coma, we're fine.
Okay, so that's 5 for initiative. Oh, wait, no, I didn't roll the second time. That could be lower.
It could be worse.
Alright, well, thankfully it wasn't lower. So 5.
Nice.
Quill.
I got a 17.
Chowder.
Ooh.
Chowder rolls neutral. He's also resistant to the heat, so. Rather than making him do the con saves.
Chowder rolled a 17.
Cool. Rodar.
22.
Jesus Christ.
Artemis.
Artemis also got a 22.
Oh, Jesus, you can go first.
You guys rolled very, very well. So this thing stands probably about 6.5 feet. You can see almost like the undead in it as it has been conjured up through the lava. Almost like a fire specter, one might say, making their homes in volcanoes and some deserts. Ghostly red and orange shadows wreathed in like this ash spitting out around you. Both Artemis and Rodar, you guys are kind of ready. So as you have the water in hand, your like axe comes into your left hand immediately. Both of you. And
just like
either of you can act.
I drop a flood on the floor unceremoniously.
And that's why she has a 5.
Yeah, there you go. And then, yeah, axe comes out. Are we gonna kill it?
I would say so.
Your axe isn't magical, is it?
Yeah, it's, no. Wait, I got the wrong one.
Here, Artemis hands you his axe. Here, this one.
Oh, I pull out my light spear, which totally is magical.
Oh. Either or, you have 3 weapons to choose.
I got like a million. I'll take them all. Put one in my mouth.
Okay, get in there as Artemis casts Vicious Mockery.
Okay.
Couldn't handle the heat, could you?
Oh, God. Ah! What is that a reference to?
I don't think a 11 will pass, eh?
No. Takes 5 points of psychic damage, and its next attack roll is at disadvantage.
Okay.
Get in there,
yeah, brother. I rush in, and then I will just jump and try and stab my spear into this fucking thing. Should we go reckless? Yeah, let's go reckless. I got reckless attack. Kabam! What's your fucking Jesus numbers?
When? Jesus numbers. He has arisen. Easter just happened.
That's 25 to attack.
25 hits.
Yeah, that's how I like it. And then damage plus what's that? Oh, in the daylight. Does this count as daylight? We're underground, aren't we? So this one, this
no,
profits matching. Nah, it's fine.
It's lava light.
It's only six, but then we'll go
give
second.
Lava lamp.
Six damage on the damage? First. Yeah. And the second attack yikes. Comes in. Or the 24. I assume that hits as the 25
yep.
did. Ooh, that's a lot better. 10 damage.
Perfect. And I need you to make... Oh, no, it's just auto damage. Cool, all right.
Oh, you need me to die. Gotcha. How much damage am I taking?
Yeah, figured.
Every time you hit this, you take damage.
Yes.
That's all.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
No, it's on fire,
no,
isn't
a whole
it?
Lot. So, 9 and 12. So 21 damage 21 back at it.
Damage.
Back at you as fire damage.
Yeah. I take that, bitch. It's a little hot.
yeah, unfortunately not resisted either. Your lightning spear, does it only do lightning damage? Or is it radiant damage?
It's radiant.
So, oh, okay. It's piercing on the initial, and then it's radiant only if the sun is shining.
Right, okay, so it's just magical slashing.
Yeah,
that's all that was.
That's it.
Perfect. Okay, Artemis, you still have a bonus action. Did you want to move backwards or anything like that?
I'm not in this thing's face, right?
No, Rotor's it was like 15 feet from you as it splashed onto the bridge, and then Rotor ran up, so.
Oh, rage is my bonus.
Yeah.
It just burnt the shit out of me, so I'm raging.
Did you add your rage damage on top of those two hits?
No, I... It was,
it's a little
yeah,
after.
So he would have burnt me, and I was like, fucking bastard, and then I'll rage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That was...
It's RP.
Yeah.
Artemis is going to go ahead and give his good friend, Rodar, a bit of inspiration. You're beating it up, buddy! Keep on doing it!
Okay. So those are your two turns.
And I'm going to back up another 5 feet just to space everyone out.
Enough. It starts its turn. It's going to use a light drain melee weapon attack, but it is at disadvantage.
Okay. Oh, that's nice.
Oh.
Because of the insult it took.
Yeah.
Look, you bony bastard. What was that?
So perfect. The first is honestly only an 11 to hit, which I don't believe hits you.
Oh my god.
Ching.
It's going to use Black Flame Blade again. Now, this is
you
just
what?
A regular attack, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, technically, you reckless, didn't
yeah,
you?
You would have advantage yep. against me.
Okay.
So you wouldn't be a disadvantage.
That is going to be a 17 to hit then.
That does hit.
Now, yep. Rodar, what is your AC currently?
16.
Use my inspiration to give yourself an AC boost.
So I just roll the dice and add it to it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I have, as a Valor Bard, I have combat inspiration.
Okay.
Where my inspiration can be used for attack damages, yep. Attack to hit, and AC boost.
Am I allowed to use it after I hit the die roll?
Yeah. Right.
I thought it was before.
Yeah, that's
well.
But then again, how would you use it before?
Yeah, how would you use it otherwise?
I really don't care. I was going to let you do it either way.
Okay, I'll roll.
You were asking about the rules as written, so...
Three.
Most like, cutting words and, like, things are, like, before the rules announced.
So with a three, my AC becomes 19, I assume, for this attack?
Yeah, that'll miss on a, instead of just...
Oh, okay. It says, after seeing the roll, but before knowing whether it hits or misses. So that's kind of weird for the armor version, right?
I'm very confused, because if it's after seeing the roll, you could pretty much discern whether it misses or hits pretty quickly.
I think Sky would just have to give us the die
roll. Oh, right, without modifiers. Got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm honestly just going to tell you what it is, and then you can just say I use it. I really don't care that much. Yeah,
that's fine.
Like, that's, I understand if you're a little bit more competitive, and I was like, no, I want to see you. You know, I don't give a shit. So, if he hits or misses, this guy's a little... He's not my cool boss. He's just a fucking wiener you're fighting on the side of a road.
God, I love wieners.
See, everyone, this is good. This is good.
God damn it. Hot baked wieners.
So he comes in with a slash, and then I glow a little bit, and the slash kind of slides off.
Perfect. And then he's just going to, at disadvantage, huck a little fireball at the back of the group. Since you guys are all kind of grouped, I'm going to get a...
Wait, fireball or firebolt?
Ball. Oh, God. Dex save. This is just going to be a DC 14.
A minor dex save. He says, ooh, yay.
All right. 2 seconds.
So I'm doing this at disadvantage as well.
Yes. Actually, surprisingly, being prone does not cause disadvantage for dex saves.
Oh, shit.
No, but she's asleep, so I am.
Well, she gotta be awake at this point.
Yeah, I kinda got fucking dropped.
Dropped? Yeah.
But you also got dropped prone, so.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Well, don't forget, you get a plus two.
For a dex save?
So
I'm safe, aren't I?
You don't have to make
this
one.
I'm safe, yeah.
I'm not.
10 fire damage, half to 5 if you pass.
Oof.
It was DC 15, you said?
Yeah. 14.
14. Okay. Yeah, no, I totally failed.
Okay.
I got a 22.
And what was the total damage?
10.
Okay.
Dick. All
right, that's its turn. So it walked up. You saw it kind of like scream at you, trying to absorb Rodar's life, but when it couldn't get through, it swung its black blade, but you were able to parry it, and then it just hucks a little bit of itself at the party behind Rodar. Next on would be either Chowders or Quill.
Quill can go wild.
I can go wild.
Off King.
Okay.
So, can we just go over the how exhaustion affects this combat?
Yeah, so level 1 exhaustion is disadvantage on all attacks, ability checks, and saving throws.
Mm-mm, not saves.
Oh, not saves, sorry.
Not saves. Cool.
It's only ability checks.
Is it? I thought it was attacks.
Now, first,
I thought it was attacks.
First level
well.
Exhaustion is not that
first
bad.
First level is, yeah, just ability checks. Just second level is speed. Third is attack and saving throws.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
so
wow.
So just disadvantage on ability checks. So any skills you have.
All right.
That's fine. Then you can come next to me and not hit me with your weapon.
In essence, yeah. How hurt are you right now, Rodar? Or how hurt do you look?
It would be very hard for you to discern that, being the fact that he's quite energetic. But there are a few cuts and bleeds happening in places.
All right. I'm going to, I'm going to go up basically behind you, touch you on the back, give you protection from good and evil again, so that you have a bit more resistance to this element. basically, it just means that, like, it has disadvantage on, like, attack rolls against you. So
oh, nice.
When you're raging, it should be just, like, standard roll then. You can't be frightened or possessed. I don't think there's a chance of that. So, yeah. So that'll be my
this
action.
This is undead. I might be possessed.
Perfect. And it's also an elemental, so it's double effective.
No, it's not an elemental.
Damn it.
It is undead, though. Okay. I have already mentioned that.
Yeah.
He just happens to be on fire because he came out of lava, I guess.
It happens to the best of us. Relax.
Yeah, no, I got you.
This girl is on fire. All right, and then I'll set Quill up beside Rodar, and I can only use the extra attack if I swung
attack
first
as well
time.
In the same turn.
Yeah, yep. Okay. So I'll just set myself in, like, the protection fighting stance then.
Roger that. On to Chowder.
So, I need to admit something here in this, that I haven't leveled up Chowder in a while.
He hasn't.
Perfect. My boy's
still,
level
he's still,
4.
He's just a level 4 fighter, yeah.
Yeah.
He's obviously not going to be a level 6 with you guys. That'd be insane.
Wow, that's kind of rude.
Yeah,
I can't
right?
believe you would just limit my boy like that.
He hasn't been around Mama in a minute.
Yeah, fair enough.
I didn't even remember.
You do fire damage, but he's immune to fire damage. But at least your bite is still magical. So,
yeah.
And you're immune to the still fire damage that right. comes back. So.
All right. Well, yeah, we're going in for a couple of bites here. Beautiful. So Chowder's going to run in, get a bite in, get a second Bork, get another bite in. So, let's see.
Oh, you're action surging?
Yep.
Or additional Bork?
Yep, additional second Bork.
Get that flank.
Yeah,
you get the +2 bonus to hit.
On top of my +4, let's go.
Yeah, so +6.
Damn. So 23 to hit on the first one.
Oh my god.
Does that hit?
Yes.
All right, sick. So that's going to be 1d6 plus 2 fire.
So 1d6 plus 2.
What are these rolls? I don't use the gay dice for one fucking day and I'm getting great rolls. 8 damage. I did literally max. Let's go for the next one. Okay. There's no way. I rolled a 17 again.
Yep, that is.
All right, let's go for it.
You got to punish the gays for a little bit. They get more powered up the closer to June we get.
This is true. All right, well, only a 2 on that one, so 4 damage. Okay. So
pretty good, though.
Yeah, I'm impressed. All right.
He's hungry. He hasn't had an ability or a chance to fight lately, so he's up.
Yes.
He's ready.
He's going. Does this thing have legs?
No.
How about fingers?
Yes.
All right, Chowder, all those 2 bites were directed at its fingers.
Lovely.
At them fingies.
Okay, a Flood's turn.
Is it really?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
The only single-digit one left.
A Flood kind of, like, gets jarred away because she hits the ground and looks around confused. Singed. Yeah, kind of singed. And it's like, what? Oh.
Everybody else is just fighting.
So, we're going to do a big ol'... thing. Wait, is necrotic damage, would that affect this thing?
An undead.
It might heal it.
Oh, fuck. Alright, well, I don't know that much about it, so I'm gonna leave that alone.
Pee on it!
It's not the dog.
Alright, fuck it, we're moonbeaming.
Okay.
Do I need to roll anything for this?
No, I think it makes a con save.
Oh, wonderful. All right, con save that shit.
14.
That's a fail by 1. Let's go. Where's my D10? All right, that looks like a D10. That's a D12. Nope, that's a D10. All right, let's go. Don't worry, I play this game a lot. Oh my god, that's a 10 on the first one?
Woo!
Get it.
And a 2 on the second one.
Well.
Yeah, 12 radiant damage on something that is undead.
That's pretty good.
I'll take it.
Yeah. And then yeah. I'm just kind of like, I guess as a concentration, so I'm going to concentrate on that beam and just intently stare at it.
Bonus action bear and start attacking it.
Bonus action, start looking for a place to take the next nap.
You take a gaze at this bridge as far as I can see and closing in sides of a cavern.
Maybe maybe I can have the dragon carry me.
Alright. So as you peer around for your next nap, back to the top of the turn order is both Artemis and Rodar.
Yo, what's up?
It's your boy.
Six one nine. 30 gallons of water. And this thing is on fire.
I'll remind you, it is not a fire elemental. It is a flame wraith.
He will definitely do a lot of damage by hitting it with water. I promise.
That's what I'm thinking, but Sky is having a panic moment, like, please, for the love of God.
Don't waste your water.
Don't waste your water.
I mean, you can do it, but I'm just, yeah.
If you put it out, maybe I don't get hurt when I hit it.
Don't worry, buddy, I'm just going to mock it again.
Yeah, you tell it what's what.
Tell him what for.
Hey, looks like we're too hot to handle for ya.
Say his dick's really small.
Wisdom say.
Just looks at his decomposed crotch.
Oh, damn.
Nothing there.
24.
Oh, damn it. Oh, Jesus. Wow. Okay, he's pretty wise.
He's a wise old skelly boy with no penis.
Yeah. Go ahead and say. Hit him in the dick!
He doesn't have a dick.
Grab his dick and twist
hit
it!
Hit him in the dickless area. Hit him in the dickless area.
Dick and twist it.
Oh my god.
Slim in my food, dude. What are you doing?
Alright, I will. His dick. Reckless attack. Oh, that's gross. An 18?
18
don't forget
hits.
You get the plus 2 from the chowder.
Plus 2 from the chowder. Oh, because the... Oh, then 20. Sweet.
Wonking.
Wonking.
Because chowder is good, friend.
Yes.
I will do... 4... 12. Damage. Oh, plus 2. A 14? I was right the first time. 14 damage.
Isn't it plus 3 damage since you're a level 6 barbarian?
Holy shit! It's 15 damage! Yeah! Yeah!
You guys ever just... Yeah, we haven't played in a while. That's all right. Yeah, perfect.
That's my excuse.
Okay, and second attack?
Second attack?
Oh, fucking hell. 20-something numbers. There's no point. All right, I'll just roll damage. I'm going to sit there and do math when I know 20 hits. If it's above 20, it's going to hit.
15 hits.
Thanks, Dad. That's a plus 3, so that'd be 7, so that's nice. Numbers that
that's
add up.
Nice. Nice isn't a number.
Wait, we're getting there. The brain is a bit slow right now. 16.
Plus 6, that's 16. Nice.
16. I like that.
16 damage on the brain. Second attack as I stab him with this magical spear.
You were pounding this creature back into where it came from. My god.
Fuck off!
You are going to take.
Yep.
9 and 12, so 21 damage again.
They call me Crispin.
Ooh, that's not good. It's not good at all.
Perfect. Its turn. It's going to use its attack, and now at advantage.
Yeah, because it didn't.
Also, a protection from good and evil. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. So it might be straight.
Is that right now? Did he recast that?
I did recast that last turn.
Oh, okay. So it's a disadvantage. All right. It misses the life drain.
Hot.
Yay.
Black Flame Blade. Also a disadvantage. Oof. Misses. And finally, it's going to hurl its flame back at the group. So
just me and the flood this time. Because. Okay. Dex save.
And I think you guys might be out of reach for my aura of protection.
Yeah.
Not too much, though, this time. 5 damage if you fail the DC 14, or 2 damage if you pass.
Ow. Wait, did I... If Chowder is fire immune, did I even need to give him damage for the last time?
No.
He's I think Chowder's attacks are...
Yeah, okay.
I think Chowder's attacks are still, like, piercing and fire, right? Or did you all just make him straight up fire?
So, I'm going to say that he can kind of turn on the fire bites so that he has fire fangs. But he also can just bite like a normal dog can. So, because he's like a half-race demon thing. I don't fucking know, homebrew.
But this creature also... Despite being on fire, is it fire immune?
Yeah, it's fully immune to fire.
Oh, okay. Well, then I need to take 2 of my damage off because it was +2 for the fire.
Well, +2 is just your strength, so.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, his attacks are normally just considered fire, but I'm going to say he'd be absolutely useless in this entire arc. if he was just fire. Wonderful. That wasn't a whole lot that he did. Good spells.
I'm happy.
I too am happy.
Chowder / Quill.
Quill may go first.
Alright, I'm going to attack this thing with my maul. See if I can get a couple smites off. 17 to hit.
17 hits?
Okay. That is... 9 bludgeoning damage, and I'm going to do a level 1 smite, which is 2d8.
3d8.
Is it 3d8?
It's undead.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
So 9 and 3d8.
14. Down to 1 first level spell.
Why don't you tell me how you send this thing back to where it came from? End this man's career.
Yay.
Jesus. Case is some bitch.
Yeah, Quill will just kind of lay in with one slash and just try to, like, just stab into the core of this thing. And then as he hears, like, the death screams of it, he's gonna just, like, kick it off the bridge.
Alright. You do take 8 damage as you smash into it.
Damn.
Fire damage.
Damn.
Yeah, it screams as it flies back into the lava, sent back to a whole nother plane of existence with its death of Radiant. Okay. What do you guys do?
Quill, as you turn around, you have a fully raged 7-foot barbarian in your face screaming at you. And then realizing it's you and he's not still burning, he kind of calms down.
Who was it that got hit for, like, fucking 40 damage?
Me.
I'm gonna walk up to the slightly less raging barbarian and use Cure Wounds on you.
Hmm.
You good now, buddy? Not gonna attack me at all?
We're gonna do this a third level.
Look, everybody, Flood's awake.
It's that momentous. Is that 15? Is that
what that is?
It looks like a 15 plus an extra 10 plus an extra level. Is that what you wanted?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I wanted to cast it at third level.
That looks.
Does that? One. I don't think. Did that do the whole thing?
I think you're missing 1d8 of healing here.
Yeah.
Because third level is 4d8. Right?
Fuck it. I'm just going to roll it normally.
Okay.
Alright, 1d8.
Oh, yeah, no, that's. So, what are you casting it at a higher
third.
Level?
I'm guessing it at third level.
So, yeah, that'd be 3D8. 15.
Oh, really? I thought it was 2d8.
Yeah, that's correct, because it rolled 2d8 on the top for the third level casting, and then it rolled a d8 for the normal casting, plus your wisdom. You just rolled a 1 on the first dice.
Yeah, got you.
So, 15 points of healing. Unfortunately, very low.
What? I don't.
Seems fine.
Yeah.
I'm happy. You rolled a 1 on the last die.
Then you rolled a 2 on another one.
I can see that one, but I only see 2 dice rolls there.
Yeah, so the 10.
When you
is
actually hover over the 10.
Yeah, there you go. So that's 2d8 right there.
You rolled a
2. Oh, I rolled a 2 on the first. Okay. All right, I see.
Yeah.
Lucky.
All right. Good fight, everyone. Good fight. Kind of got scary there at points.
Yeah, how's everybody holding up?
I'm hot.
I'm on fire. Not literally, of course.
Ah, okay. I would have padded it out. Okay.
Do I need to stay awake still? This place is really warm.
Yeah, we need you to stay awake.
Oh God.
I mean, if that's gonna keep happening, yeah.
We're gonna figure out a nap situation later on, but for right now, we just need you to stay awake.
All right, somebody's gonna need to punch me occasionally.
I'll do it because I'm weak.
Yeah, I'll do it.
No, you'll knock her out. We don't need that right now.
I mean,
okay, so you guys set off across the beautiful bridge here.
It's so hot.
Who failed their check again? Sorry.
Quill failed the Quill's first one.
Zooming across, apparently.
Ah. Whee!
New.
Just Quill failed?
Believe Quill was the only one that failed, yeah.
Yeah.
you have advantage because Sky let us have advantage because of the water thing.
The water.
And I'm giving you inspiration because good God, I can't trust your rolls.
I mean, he gave us advantage, but at the same time I have disadvantage on ability checks with this.
No, this isn't ability, this is a save.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Dear God.
Okay, that's a far better roll. What's the DC again?
13 now.
I got an 18.
Oh, thank God. I got 14.
I'm 22.
It's like a 21 or something, I don't know.
Plus Quill's
math.
Aura, so I got 24.
So I think all of you passed, yeah?
Yeah.
Barely.
Okay. You guys are feeling all right, but especially that water really helped. But you guys are starting to get pretty tired here as you've been traveling for almost 8 hours straight of walking and some fights.
Damn.
As you close in on the little hut, you do find, as you get closer, there's about four dwarves kind of in full plate armor. They've got crossbows and stuff. As they see you approach, they kind of look at you and then continue working. One of them does set off with his lance and kind of, not in a hostile way, but kind of walks towards you guys.
Oh, hi.
Good day, sir. Dwarf.
Greetings. How do you fare?
Awful.
Oh, it's Hodmir.
Yes. Why would you... Why are you down here?
Sent by the king to find something. doorway. So I'm just really, really hot right now.
Doorway?
Chestplate armor.
Yeah, way into the beyond.
Why the hell would you want to go down there?
We're Save bored. A friend.
Birthday party.
You know what? If it's for a birthday party, I can help with that.
They have cake. We can bring some back.
You did all of this for birthday cake?
Yes.
Wouldn't you?
But, yeah, we just... do you mind if we take a moment? We've been traveling basically all day.
I bet. Look a little singed there.
There, Henny.
Took a trip through the lava, eh?
Yeah, got attacked by some crazy-ass undead fire thing.
That'll happen. Yeah, come on in. We'll get you,
Yeah, no, that's just a common occurrence, right?
Oh, totally.
Yes, you might have to fight a couple more on your way back into town.
Oh, good.
Do y'all have beds?
Not really. Some sleeping cots here. This is a halfway point just to make sure that, after a few hours of traveling on the bridge, you can take a break from all the heat.
How long did this take to make?
It's been about 20 years.
Oh my god.
I started walking away as soon as I heard cot.
He takes you guys in. They close the door. It's cool in here. There's, shards of ice, perpetual ice that kind of fall from the ceiling a little bit to give off this very cold atmosphere that allows you guys. And then a few beds. There's, wine and ale and some food laid out as the guards kind of just let you guys relax and give you guys some private time.
Oh, cool. So we can get a very comfortable rest here.
Absolutely.
That's nice. Well,
I think Will would settle for any type of rest at this point.
Yeah, I think we can let our hair down here, everyone. That's good.
Oh, thank God. Quill takes off his helmet, relieves his his shining head of hair.
And the pants come off. Dragon style.
I gotta find somewhere to drink.
Show me to the nearest cot.
I think we're just around them.
I request your finest cots.
They gave us privacy. We're on our own.
In fact, I demand the finest cot.
Can't you just make a dream realm?
What do you think I'm going to do?
Sleepy nap time.
Nap.
Fade into.
Yeah, we take a big nap.
Quill's going to get out of his armor and move to one of the cots as well and just hunker down for a nap. Or sleep.
All right, we'll take a sleep, and then we'll move on to the next place. We've got a long journey ahead of us. Rodar.
Meh.
Here.
Meh.
As Artemis gives him a good berry. This is for your burn wounds.
Thank you.
Rub this berry over yourself, and it'll help.
I start rubbing myself with this berry.
Oh, interesting. absolutely not. What?
Alternatively, please do.
I'm rubbing my chest down and where all the major burn marks are, my arms and my wrist. Fuck's sake. You have to word it like that.
Will we be getting a long rest out of this?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Before Artemis goes to bed, he's going to cast two more castings. How many dwarves? You said four?
Yeah.
He's going to cast two more castings of Goodberry, so now he has 20 berries that'll last 24 hours, technically 16. And he'll give four of them to the guards.
Oh. They happily consume the random stuff you've given them.
There you go. These berries will fill your hunger for an entire day. Make you feel refreshed.
Oh, yeah. Question, does the five extra...
No, that goes away. Yeah, that's eight hours.
That is gone.
Cool. Yeah.
Just want to double check that.
I'll probably end up recasting it anyway.
Fair.
So... In fact, once we wake up, and we're getting ready to hit the road, I'll do that.
Okay. You wake up, you cast some more aid on your folks.
Mm-hmm. So max HP goes up by 50 temporarily for 8 hours, and then heal 5.
Ooh, 50.
50? Yeah. Wait, 50.
So, yeah, Quill has 50 HP. After the aid is added.
Right. Sorry. But I thought you said 550. I'm like, sorry.
No. Aid gives five max HP.
That's what I thought.
And heals five.
It's like, Jesus, 50. That's awesome.
Yeah, that'd be a little ridiculous.
Yeah, I'd have like over 100 fucking HP at this point.
That's
great.
Like the 8th level version of that spell. a flood...
Huh?
Do you have any, like, magic that you can learn or prepare that can protect us from this fire hell? Like, let us, like, not have to deal with fire for a good long while. What is that spell? Air bubble. What does that do? Oh.
For underwater, I'm guessing?
Yeah, it's basically to keep you from suffocating.
But does it work with lava?
Creature has more than one head, the globe of air appears around only one of its heads.
Oh, no.
Well, that's fun.
My dick.
Oh, which is all the creature needs to avoid suffocation. That's interesting. Cool. Yeah, damn.
My poor dick.
Poor dick.
Leave Richard alone.
Alright. Let's get it.
Let's get this bread.
Let's get this bread. I'm ready for bread.
Okay. You guys set off across the great bridge. Once more. 30 minutes pass. Saves.
Ooh, right. I'm going to do the...
Do we get advantage?
Oh, that's probably what I would have had a flood take. Create food and water as well. So that we could do the food, the water drop back and forth between each other.
Okay.
Because that's what's... I can do it. It's a third level spell for me. Oof. So I'm going to use one of them just to for this first start off, right? Artemis is going to... coat us, fill our containers, and get us all nice and cozy.
So, advantage?
Yeah.
Based on how we did it last time, yes.
Yeah, I'm just reaffirming.
Yes!
And what's the DC now?
It's 14.
If you roll doubles, okay. You get to re-roll, right?
Double what?
Monopoly?
No.
God damn it.
What's Yahtzee?
There it is.
We got Quill's plus two, haven't we?
Yes, mm-hmm. We
Thank
have my
fuck
plus
for
two.
That.
Woo! I got 24.
I rolled a double seven.
I roll plus 13. Your con.
Yeah, plus con plus quill. I'm 15.
Con plus quill.
So. What do you mean you got a 13?
What? I rolled an 8 and a 5.
How are you doing this? It's that armor. I swear to God, take your clothes off. Wait.
What is your con bonus?
Plus 3.
Oh, damn it.
Plus 2 is 5. Plus 8 is 13.
Wait, what?
I try to give this man every benefit.
You're not
proficient. I rolled better on the first time than I did the second time. Second time was a 5.
Wait, what's your class?
Paladin.
You're not proficient in con?
No.
Hey, your body's not a temple.
No, paladins are not.
Nope.
It's like,
well, that's going to be
wisdom and charisma, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, wisdom and charisma.
Something weird.
It's so weird.
Yeah, so weird. Con is the best way.
All right, well, moving on with
Oh, what happens to Quill?
I have disadvantage on ability checks now.
Yeah.
Third exhaustion.
No, 1 exhaustion because you long rest. Don't get exhaustion after a long rest.
No.
It goes up.
Long rest
one.
Only takes 1 point.
Yeah, of exhaustion. But he was only exhausted 1, wasn't he?
No, yeah. 2, because he failed. Yes, oh, no, you passed your second one.
Yeah,
passed my second.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Whew. So he's back to 1 exhaust.
Okay.
Cool.
That was a bit dicey there.
Just a little bit. Yeah. It's fine.
You're fine.
Okay.
Sure. It's just plate armor, I swear.
Luck check as well.
Oh,
I'm not doing it again.
I'll do
Olive.
It. Olive? Okay. Go on, Olive. Roll a d20.
Should I switch dice? This feels like cheating.
No!
17.
Nice. I think.
You use those K dice and I'm gonna come over and break them.
Okay. It's a little homophobic, but...
It's not! It's just they don't roll well.
So, 17 base. I was asking if there's nothing added or taken away from this, right?
No. 17 is absolutely fine. As you guys are walking, a form of a knight appears, ghostly and spectral, on the side of the road, and he's just kind of like mumbling to himself. And as he gets closer, he looks at Quill straight on and he goes,
A holy knight. Please, send me home.
Probably back that way over the bridge, right?
He, like, goes to grab you.
Quill probably would not try to dodge that, but he would kind of, like, grab his, like... Mace preparing it for battle just in case.
Please send me home.
I mean, he's gonna try to grab you unless you're gonna stop it.
Quill probably wouldn't try to stop it at that point.
He just grabs onto you, like, both of your shoulders, and he kind of just, like, starts shaking you.
Please,
what is home? Where is home? What do you what? More, please. Just more information.
The man of the light sent me. Oh.
I think he wants you to smite him.
I can't. But he hasn't done anything.
I slap him.
He goes right
what,
through.
What, me or the guy?
Hey? My hand goes through him, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I can do it.
So in order to actually smite him, I would need to actually, like, hit him. I wouldn't just be able to, like, put my hand on him or something like that, right?
He is solid towards you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, seeing Rodar's hand pass through, Quill will probably just be like, this is the best way I know how, and he'll send a small prayer to Bahamut, puts his hand on the head of this man, and just try to fill him with radiant energy.
Give me a religion check.
That's a 16.
Okay. You banish him back and send him away. He fades from the darkness.
Could I?
Okay, so that was weird, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright.
Huh. Did it feel like his soul, like, moved on sort of deal?
Yeah, or you didn't did banish it just kind it of evaporate? You just you okay. sent him home.
Okay. I hope he finds whatever it is he's looking for.
As you slightly
oh, found death.
Rattled, continue more. 30 minutes. I need one last con save as you guys see the end in sight.
All right. Quill?
Yes?
As Artemis is going to do more water on everyone. You got this, buddy. And I'm going to give him inspiration. I believe in you.
DC 15.
Christ.
So I know we literally just talked about this, but what does the water do for us again?
It gives advantage on the roll, because I'm literally coating us in water to negate the heat.
Okay, good, because I rolled a 4.
Oh, God.
I rolled a 9 and an 8, so I'm going to need that inspiration. Yeah. Is it a D8 or a D6?
8.
It's a D8.
I win.
I may be slightly fucked with my exposed flesh.
Don't you have like a ridiculous con?
Yeah, but when you roll low,
what'd you get?
Altogether, I got a 15.
Yay!
Wait, that's a pass?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought we bunked it.
So no, this guy said DC is now 15, so.
Oh, fuck it, man.
You did it.
Whew, I'm sweating a little. Get it?
Unfortunately, a flood did not.
Well, my first roll was a 4, but my second roll was a nat 20.
Oh!
Oh, damn, you're fine.
Yeah.
You've just turned into steam, and now you're happy.
You can sleep forever.
Oh, no, this is going to make me fall asleep.
Okay, cool. Yeah, cool pass too then. With like an 18 with the inspiration.
So nobody failed again?
No.
Perfect.
Yeah, we did it.
And you guys finally meet into the town.
They built a town here?
Yeah. So as you get towards the end, you see like a lava docks where you can see that there's some form of resistant lava metal there for two of the boats as they sit shored up. And then there's like a medium-sized town. You think about 100 dwarves might be here. There's 3 large furnaces built up, spouting out this black ash. Into the air, and you can see people just hard at work. Two of the guards kind of nod you through the base of the bridge, and you guys have entered a small dwarven town. There is an inn, there is a obvious blacksmith here, general goods, a small magic shop, or you guys can just continue on. You guys have been traveling for about an hour and a half, 2 hours now.
Since the specter, or
since the morning.
Okay.
So it's probably like 8, maybe 9 a.m.
Okay. Well, does anybody need any of their equipment repaired at the blacksmith before we head deeper?
Okay, it's fine. You should get some breathing holes in your armor.
Breathing holes? You
know? Yeah. It keeps getting too hot. I don't worry about it.
I mean, it might not be a bad idea to ask the blacksmith if it were if he were able to make the plate armor more tolerable in this heat.
Yeah, that's what I said.
There's also the magic shop that we could check out, see if they have anything good to sell. Although I don't have much money.
I'm also kind of broke.
You guys are pretty broke.
We are pretty broke, yeah.
Jesus. You guys just take a quick stop by the blacksmith. You kind of get your weapons sharpened and gear just checked over, the straps on the armor, all that jazz. After you guys have been basically cinched for about 10 minutes. Well, 10 minutes for about an entire day here. They like redo some of the threads on your clothes, all that jazz.
Yes.
He doesn't really have anything to sell here. He's mostly a forger and a repair smith. So, they hand you a small map of the area here, which was going to increase your guys' vision that you can see.
Ooh.
And nice. Did you guys want to do anything? Talk to any locals or just...
Probably would have chatted up the blacksmith a bit, being like, so, what are you guys doing down here?
So he goes, well, we're dwarves. We kind of build over into the underdark trying to find the best materials and stuff for new ores that we can.
He keeps getting hot. Could you put holes in his armor?
That would take away from the armor itself.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't be hot.
Well, it sounds like it might need to stay that way.
I suppose a question I have is, what kind of dangers are we to expect going further into this Underdark?
Mostly cave-dwelling things. Things that go bump in the night. Specters. A lot of undead. Depends on where you're going. You go into hell or do you go into the shadows?
Shadows.
He's kind of shows you on the map. We built a sort of narrow cavern to get there. But it's going to be a bit difficult. Get in, and once you're in, I don't have a way out.
I don't think that's going to be a problem.
How many people have gotten stuck there then?
We sent a couple raiding parties in there that we haven't heard back, but that's committed. They knew that they were going in without a way out. Maybe they'll find a way eventually. I mean, if you find your way in there and you see them and you find a way back, send them with you.
Will do.
That's the attempt.
Oh, boy. So how far of a journey is it from here?
Probably about another 6 to 8 hours of travel.
Okay.
Well, at least it's not days. Could have been worse.
No, this is not a very large area. It would take you an entire day to travel the full length of everything. North to south, east to west.
Dangerous, though, by the sounds of it.
Yes. Well, at least you're going to the easier found portal. Hell is, well, not great to get to. It involves crossing this... He points out, not the window, but to the lava river, and he goes, you gotta cross that. And we're still trying to figure out.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Well, thank you for your information and your time.
And your service, of course.
And your services.
How much do we owe the blacksmith for his work?
Copper's worth, not a whole lot.
Okay.
Give him a silver piece for the information as well.
He happily takes it. And if you guys have nothing else, I guess you guys continue on your journey. Out of Mentahir.
You know, I'm not going to lie, if we weren't on such a important mission to save Aelora.
Aelora,
yeah. I said it right the first time.
Yeah, I was right the first time. Don't worry about it.
It gets my tongue a little twisted saying it.
Aelora. Yeah, you never had a good time with it.
I would go to, like, every one of these places I'm seeing on the map. Which one of these is the portal you said? It was,
It's, like, down
that
here?
One.
Oh, down there. Okay.
Or is it? Yeah. Cool. Yeah, we get to go by some sights, get to see some cool views. It's gonna be a fun trip. I'm about to have fun. We're gonna go camping.
Are we?
I'm excited.
Well, I'm glad one of us is.
We might find some really big bugs.
Yep. A flood, are you ready?
Huh? I was like, as y'all were asking questions, she kind of like dozed off while standing.
Impressive how she does that. Okay, shall we get going then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
As you guys set off into deeper into the underground of dwarves, a large bell sounds out across the entire wasteland almost. That's where we're going to end today's episode. Thank you so much for being a part of the team here. Check out all of our socials. Engines, you got anything new coming up?
Yeah, I'm regularly uploading on YouTube. Engines of Stone is the same on Twitch, so you come and check me out on there. It's all good fun, mostly roguelikes, to be honest. Maybe arena shooters.
That's
you know.
Fun. Cool. Yeah. You got a new episode out?
Yeah, I did a fun little April Fool's episode earlier. That was awesome. And yeah, no new content coming soon.
And Onyx.
Yeah, you can catch me here most of the times, and you can catch me over on Ready Set Roll, where we're in the Legends series. Things have gotten crazy. Fought a Medusa. It was wild.
It is pretty wild.
Oh, hell yeah.
And one of our friends got turned to stone, and I headshot that bitch.
No head?
Hey, he got a gun. My character did, so he's just having a good time now on an island of people with sticks and swords. So, but that's what's going on with me right now.
Perfect.
Sky?
Olive, you got anything?
Hopefully sleep next.
All right, everybody wish Olive good rest. And we will see you guys on the next episode. Bye for now.
Bye. Bye.